Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hola! It's me. It's the last time you're going to get me, though, for a little bit. You can sit if you want, Mom.
Bye, Jacob.
I've got students in, students out. We're hanging out. It's my last time here on the campus of Syracuse University for another year, presumably. Let's assume they want me back. I don't know that. So you know what happens when you assume. But we just finished up our last class. And Jacob, who was from last year's class, the inaugural Art of Radio class, was here for a little bit. He's been into our main network studios. Huge Yankees fan. Sometimes I just want to say, Jacob, let's talk about anything other than the New York Yankees. But he loved the class. He passed it on. He told people. Some of his friends and classmates took the class this year. And so we just finished up. We had final projects. If you haven't yet checked out Twitter, and actually, Jay, if you want to, you can share this on Facebook too. I did take Island cookies, which are Jay's favorite, as well as some oatmeal caramel chewy bars to class. And about halfway through, we're listening to their final presentations. I was a little bit nervous because more than half of the Tupperware was still there. And I took a big pile of baked goods. And so I think I may have guilted them into eating more of them. Anyway, so there is a photo if you're into looking at baked goods and pictures. And so that was my way of saying to them, thank you. And then this is what happens. Because it's a little bit of a larger class and we have to listen to their final projects, some of their radio segments were a little bit longer, which is good. I'm glad they had a lot to say. The time ran out. We had one left to go. So it's already 8:30 Eastern time. They're supposed to be able to walk out. And it's not just the fact that our class is over. It's the fact that that was the absolute last time slot for a class this semester. So this is their final class. Some of them have finals. Some of them have final projects. But this was the last chance they would ever have to be in class. And in some cases, it's seniors, it's grad students. Anyway, so I said to them, I know the class time is done. The allotted time is done. If you stay and listen to the final project for the last student who had to present, guaranteed A. I'm looking around thinking, shoot, I hope they've all earned A's. But yes, guaranteed A to anyone who stayed. So they all stayed. I was really thankful for that. I'm going to have to continue to work on my time management. But yeah, if you want to see the photo of the baked goods, you can check it out. No, I do not hand deliver, nor do I mail order. But on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and Jay will put it up on Facebook as well. So class is done. Still have a few hours left here on the show from Syracuse, 855-212-4227. We're working our way through the NBA playoffs and what happened. Also, Travis Kelce has a message for Chiefs fans, which is funny. We'll get to Celtics coming up, but also I'm not kidding about this. I feel like I may have a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records. Not because I've done more radio shows than any other chica in the history of sports radio in the United States, although maybe at some point I'll own that one too. But it's, I don't know how it happened. I'm not even sure I can claim that I'm extremely smart, but I swear to you, coming up in 17 minutes, exactly 17 minutes, I will tell you, and I will have photographic evidence that I may be the only person on the planet who's ever done this. Pretty excited about it. But Paul is still here. Paul, I gave a microphone to. I trust him. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Don't make me regret this, Paul.
I will try my best.
Okay, so Paul is a grad student who's done, as in done, except for what do you have left to do?
Well, we have a test we have to take to officially get our degree, but your assignment was my last ever assignment for school.
What? So. Well, thank you for not mailing it in. You did a good job.
Well, I tried not to mail it in.
Paul has been here 3 weeks in a row. So some of the students in the class don't actually have radio as a career goal. You, though, what would you like to do now that you are about to graduate?
I mean, sports talk radio is the dream, but just being in sports is the dream. So the goal is sports talk radio. But right now, I'm just looking for a job. If anyone wants to, hit me up, it's mccoypd00@gmail.com.
Oh my gosh! If you get a job because of that, I will be taking a cut as your agent. Where are you from?
DC, but Northern Virginia, really. Reston, Virginia.
Gotcha. So where the Commanders practice or training camp? It's training camp.
Training camp. So that would be Ashburn. So
Nearby. Pretty
much nearby. Huge Commanders fan. Loved the pick.
Is that weird to say? Huge Commanders fan?
Yeah, it is, because I've been a
fan. They've got a history of all of, 2 years?
Yeah, I've been a fan of the other name, and at the draft, you could not find one person who had anything that said Commanders. It said
interesting.
The former name.
Interesting.
So I don't know if we've sold any merch, to be honest with you. But it's weird to say, but I'm getting used to it. But I do think they'll change the name soon, to be honest with you.
So Paul had this incredible opportunity to go to the draft. And I found this out last week because he was here hanging out during the show. And you were so, now maybe at some point you got excited about it, but you were so kind of even keel about it. I would have been like, I'm going to the draft. And you're a student and had this privilege of being able to get a credential for the draft through Newhouse, because Syracuse University is known for all over the country for its broadcast school. What was it like for you to be there in Detroit with, on the first night, 275,000 crazy people?
I mean, well, first, shout out Professor Stomsky for giving us
She's the one who hired me, so yes.
Yes, and then, I mean, it was nuts just because we got there at like 1:30. We left at 5 a.m. from Syracuse, drove there, went to the hotel, then got there. 6.5 hours before the thing started, it was packed already.
Really?
It was, like, we couldn't move, and we tried doing fan stuff, and it got to the point, we ended up losing the audio, which was terrible, but it got to the point we had to stop doing it, because we just kept running into people, because we were just trying to run around, you know, like, and we were tired of saying sorry to people and being rude running into people.
Oh, you mean actually running into people?
Yeah, you couldn't move.
You don't mean like, hey, I ran into somebody I know. You mean like actually bumping into people.
You couldn't move. Like there was so I was interviewing someone, and then there was this Packers fan dressed as any Packers fan should be. And I was like, we need him.
With the cheese head?
Cheese head, full 9 yards. He had every bit of Super Bowl memorabilia, jacket, pants, everything. We're like, we need him. And I probably ran over like 6 people trying to get to him.
Wow.
And it was like, we just can't do this anymore. And there was, so we stop, and I'm like, I'm thirsty, but we couldn't get to the media room because there were just so many people. So I got in line to buy water. There was this woman who we interviewed. Probably 30 minutes after we interview her, I get in line. I probably in line for 20 minutes, get the water, and as I'm leaving, she's still in line to get food.
Wow.
They couldn't contain the amount of people.
And this is still pre-draft.
Pre-draft. This was at like maybe 4. So we were still 4 hours to go. And the city of Detroit wasn't ready for the people, but the people were ready for the city of Detroit in the draft. And it was electric.
That's awesome.
You could hear the crowd from the media room.
So the setup was what? A huge corral, a huge roped off area.
Well,
if you didn't have tickets to be underneath.
Yeah, so Well, it was weird. We couldn't get underneath where, like, the super fans were. But
super fans.
Yeah, where they put all those super fans, which I think is where that Packers guy better have ended up being. But it was weird. So, like, there was down by the waterfront, they had the fan experience. So they had Super Bowl rings, trophy, everything you could ever want to do as a fan. And then if you walked, I don't know, half a mile, that's where the stage was. But it was packed the whole way.
Whoa, a half a mile of wall-to-wall bodies?
Yeah.
Outside.
Outside.
And it was cold, right?
It was freezing.
The first night.
The first night. Like, I didn't go down there for two reasons the first night. One, it was cold, and two, you couldn't move. Mainly, it was cold. So wow. I was nice and warm in the press conference area. But the amount of people that just showed up to be there, that, like, we ran into a dude wearing a Syracuse hoodie. He had no idea who Fran Brown was. If you're in Syracuse at the moment, you know who that is. He was just there because it was to be there.
Right.
And he drove there just because it was to be there.
Wow.
And also with the Lions being, this is the best the Lions will probably be, have been since probably in my lifetime, when I'm 24, the city was on fire. The Tigers were in town. Well, they're always in town, but they were playing home games.
Mm-hmm.
So just, it was perfect.
Perfect storm.
Eminem comes out. The crowd erupts. Big Sean performed before it started. He's from Detroit. You brought out Barry Sanders. I mean, they did it perfectly.
They did.
Barry Sanders comes up to the podium cheering. Goodell comes up booing. Calvin Johnson comes up cheering. Goodell comes up booing. It was hilarious. 275,000 people were just, it was the greatest experience I've ever been in my life.
Paul is with us here in our control room. It's control room 3 on the campus of Syracuse University, and giving us his perspective on the draft. Had an opportunity to cover it with a credential. But you said that you weren't outside when the picks were taking place. So when you went back to the media center, what could you hear of what was still going on out there?
You could hear the crowd, but it was weird because we could hear the crowd, but I think it was the second night. And it was, there was still like 200,000 people that
showed up. It didn't change. Still just as crazy.
People were breaking into the event because they were turning people away.
Whoa.
It was too full. So, like, they were, like, pushing over, like, the barricades and just coming in. But
Detroit, you're nuts!
We couldn't hear, like, the fireworks, but we could hear the people.
Wow.
And so it was like, what is actually happening right now? And, but when, like, the Lions traded up night one and they drafted Terrion Arnold, and when he said, "I'm home," you could hear the crowd just lose its mind.
Wow.
And it was like a moment just in time of like, if Detroit wins a Super Bowl, it of course will be bigger than Terrion Arnold getting drafted, but that might be the biggest moment in their history right now.
They waited for that moment,
and they've earned that moment. And we're in there, and it was just cool to experience it because it seemed like all the reporters, in a way, are still fans. Like, when Michael Penix got drafted, the loudest gasps you've ever heard, just like the crowd was gasping. And it was like, because that was my first ever experience getting to do something. And it was cool to be like, oh, I can still somewhat be a fan and still report on it.
Sure.
But I'll never forget it. And it was my first ever time, like I said, doing something like that. And if I get to do it again, it was giddy and awesome, and I don't know what to say.
Well, and there was long hours too
over
that weekend. So then you were there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Yeah, we went to all three.
How much changed on Saturday? Were you ever back outside?
No,
or did
we
you
never.
Stay?
We never. I mean, I want to say, I don't know the exact amount of people that showed up, but I do know
700,000 plus.
I do know 100,000 had to show up Saturday to break the record, and I know they broke the record. And that's,
was that being made public in Detroit? You need 100,000
people?
Well,
Goodell said it.
Oh, okay.
Goodell
Got it.
Said it. And so I think Detroit heard it and they showed up. Because day three, we were like, all right, we're going to show up and we're going to try and do some of the fan. We're going to try and do fan stuff again. And it was just not going to happen.
Mm.
Like, you would think people, it won't be as many people. No, it was just as many people. At least it looked it. And the overhead shots of day three. It was hilarious because it was like us and like four other people in the media room. Everyone had left.
It's day three. Okay.
But you looked out the window because we were – so if you were looking at the stage, we were to the right of the stage up above.
Okay.
So if you looked out the window, it was just as much of a sea.
Mm.
I, like
I've heard that in between picks, there's nothing happening on stage. Maybe not opening night, but what actually goes on in between picks?
I don't remember her name, but she was hosting a show. Maybe it was Colleen Wolf.
Oh, okay.
I might be wrong
from
on
NFL
that.
NFL Network.
I might be wrong on that.
Blonde.
We had
her on our show from Vegas. Okay.
Okay, so she was on stage. She was on stage day three. I don't know day one and two, but I only know she was on stage day three because we did decide to take a break and we went to Greektown, which is great. Go to Greektown. and get pizza because Detroit pizza is fantastic. And so we were walking back and we saw her on stage, but... I don't know what goes on in between, but it's not like the crowd dies down.
No.
I mean, and it's just selecting players. And you, if you're lucky, like Bills fans were there. They didn't have one. They waited all night, didn't get a pick. But I know they cheered for everything just because the crowd cheered for everything.
That's neat.
And when the Cowboys came on the clock, the amount of Cowboy sucks chants that everyone did just because it's the Cowboys. And when the Packers came on, all the Lions fans booed. And everything just played well and it worked well. And it was the best look the NFL could ever get.
Yep.
And even though I've always thought the draft should still be in New York, put it in Detroit every year.
Well, it's Green Bay next year. They have a lot to work with here.
I think is going to be good because it's Green Bay, but I don't think it's... I think Detroit just set the bar way too high and no one's going to top it.
All right. Challenge accepted, I think, by Packers fans in that same division. Paul, what did you learn covering this event or an event like this for the first time?
Just go up and talk to people. But to be fair, we were Syracuse stuff and the amount of people that just came up to us just because of the school, like Syracuse, it was weird. Like, I'm walking day three, one of the few people that were there in the media. I'm just walking to get food, and a guy goes, Syracuse, because I had a Syracuse hoodie on. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, graduate of 99. And I was like, of course you are. And it's like day one.
We have a club, Paul. Yeah. Well, you're about to be in the club as a graduate.
Well, day one, this guy from Chicago never went to Syracuse, probably has never even been to Syracuse. He just comes, sits next to us. He goes, Mafia. And we're like, great, thanks. And I am a huge Commanders fan. I will say, here's a tip. Professor Lawrence in class says you shouldn't say what your team is. I'll just break that right now on air.
This is not your radio show.
It's true. It's a good point. No, this is a sports talk with Paul. So I'm a big Commanders fan, and they were the only show there. I think it's because they're trying to change the way they look in the media, but it was Santana Moss and Brian Mitchell. I grew up watching Santana Moss. Brian Mitchell was on the last Super Bowl team. And I just went up and was like, can I just interview you guys? And they said, sure. And it was midnight because the Commanders had the last pick of the third round.
Mm-hmm.
They were on air from 7 to midnight. And they both gave me 10-minute interviews of in-depth answers when they didn't have to do that. They have all the money in the world. They're not.
What did you do with that audio? You better have that saved.
I have it saved. Okay. I'm making a package with it about comparing Jaden Daniels and RG3 and what the new ownership coaching staff can learn from the mistakes that were made with Robert Griffin III. So
very good. And this is for an assignment?
No, I'm just doing it.
I was going to say, you told me you were done. That should have been part of your radio show, your radio segment that you did. So, well, that's awesome. Congratulations on covering this event. The NFL buzz is unlike any other buzz that you'll experience in sports.
It was, I've known, just if you look at the ratings, the NFL is the highest, but that solidified it. Professor Lawrence in class says the world can agree on two things, the NFL and dogs.
That's it.
She's right.
Jay, how about that? My line works on the students. We agree on nothing in the United States of America except for football and dogs.
That's accurate.
Well, thank you for giving us your perspective. Thank you for taking the class.
Thank you for teaching the class.
Oh, you're welcome. Are you excited about graduating? Or being done, I should say.
I am, yeah, because I've never enjoyed school personally. So to be done with school is great. I did this half just to have a higher degree than my mom. So now I've beat her. Love you, Mom. But
you're going to have to send her this portion of the podcast.
Yeah, she's going to want this.
Okay, good.
But
what's next?
What's next? Well, like I said, email. I don't have a job yet, so McCoyPD00@gmail.com.
Are you going home to try to look there?
Well, so Newhouse has this great setup to where you can apply to be training camp with a couple teams. So you got Patriots, Patriots, Packers, Commanders, Panthers, Colts.
They did not have this when I was here.
So I've applied for that, waiting to hear if I get it. The local radio station in town, Galaxy Sports Media, I'm going to go shadow them later this week. But right now, just waiting for graduation, relaxing and applying.
I'm so excited for you. That's amazing. So, and you did great in the class. I'll say it again. Paul's my favorite student. He's been here 3 weeks in a row. Now that and a dollar will get you a soda out of the vending machine.
Really?
But still, maybe not even. Actually, you might need $1.25 these days.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm glad you're here, but also really excited for you.
Well, just shout out Professor Stomsky.
Yeah, absolutely. I've talked about her before, although sometimes I forget to use the professor and I just call her by her first name.
Oh,
which
yeah, I have to say professor.
Not supposed to be doing. Yes. Well, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So Paul, part of that group, the second ever run through the art of sports talk and sports talk radio here at Syracuse. But because his opportunity is unique, I haven't covered a draft yet. Really excited for him and proud for him. And I said to him, you don't need to reinvent the wheel or come up with some different topic when you do your final project, which is a radio segment. Just go with what made your experience this past week unique and tucked into the end of his grad year too, which is pretty cool. All right, coming up, I mean, Paul's cool and all, but he's not going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for what I feel like they need to include me. I can't say anything else because I'll give it away, and that is a poorly framed tease, but it's true. Guinness Book of World Records needs to take note. I will have photographic evidence. I might be one of 7 billion people on the planet who's ever done this thing. This thing. It's the technical word. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too, it's after.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I love this song. It's from Karate Kid. Producer Jay tells me that Paul is getting love on our Twitter, our show Twitter. Nice. Yes, Donna says, fun interview with your student Paul. He has a future in the business. Remember how Eric Spoelstra started? Awesome. Good to know. I'm not sure that anyone actually jotted down your email address, but you know what? If anyone reaches out to me, Paul, and lets me know that they would like to hire you, I promise that I will pass it along. And here he is, still so much life and energy. I would be dead to the world if I wasn't working right now and all I did was teach a class. Well, I drove too. There's that. And I've got the drive home on Tuesday. We'll call it late morning, early afternoon. My husband has left the packing to me because I asked him to please not take away the joy that I find in packing. We are, let's see, just over 24 hours from heading to the airport at a very early hour. We don't need to go that early, but our neighbor's giving us a ride and beggars can't be choosers. So we will be on the road to the airport in about 28 hours. Yes, I'm counting. But before we get to that, you guys, I can't believe it happened twice, but it did. The photographic evidence is now on Twitter. Jay, are you putting it up on our Facebook page as well?
It is up.
You may remember, actually, Jay remembers, it was a couple years ago. It was before I got married, before I even met Bob. I hit Wordle on my first try. And I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who've hit Wordle on their first try. Lucky guess. The original moment when it happened, I used the word tepid. All right. I took a screenshot, of course, because I wanted to be able to show people that it actually happened. Well, you're not going to believe it because I don't believe it. It happened again. On Monday morning, my brain is mush because I just come off the show. I'm trying to pack a few things before I have to take a... I just got a 3-hour nap before I had to hop in the car and drive up here to Syracuse. And I think I was probably mindlessly looking at my phone just to help my brain calm down. Decided to do Wordle. And I hit it again on the first guess.
Bam! Bam!
Thank you. Is this a world record? Producer Jay, is there any way we can find out if this is a world record?
I could try to do some research.
I need to know if there's anybody else out there within the sound of my voice who's ever hit the first Wordle twice. Twice. Jay stopped playing. Actually, Jay and I on our YouTube account have a video of the very first time when he and I tag teamed and played Wordle. We'd never tried it before. We were idiots. We were so excited over Wordle. We made it a whole big video. If you haven't seen it, it's actually really funny. Only because there's a close-up cam of the two of us trying to figure out where we should guess and how we should guess. And then the anticipation of waiting as the letters get revealed. When we finally got it, I admit that we screamed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we partied like it was 1999. So, yes, we did it that one time together. Jay, did you ever do it again?
No, I actually hadn't played it again. I haven't played it again.
That was your first and only time ever
first
doing
and only
it.
Time when I was the winner.
Gotcha. Okay, so you quit while you were ahead.
It is fun, though. I had a great time playing it. It's a blast.
It is fun.
I just didn't get back to it. Yeah.
It is fun. I have continued to do it. I enjoy it. It's good exercise for my brain. And I never thought I would get it on the first try again. But like I said, photographic evidence. Are you putting it up on Facebook?
It's up.
Okay, cool. Wow. I don't feel smart. I can't claim that I feel smart or anything because I'm not sure there's any intelligence involved in it. At the same time, there's got to be some skill. Now, my key is just that I change the word every single day. I do. I actually try to come up with words that I haven't used in a while. And I don't even try to come up with... Oh, words that have four vowels, something along those lines. It's not really strategic. It is just an educated guess of a word that I haven't used before. I don't know how many people use the word tepid. I actually do use the word tepid. So to nail it when that was the word, craft is, I would say, more common vernacular. But come on, Jay. Just admit it. You would like to have this claim to fame. Oh, you want to be me for this.
It would complete my life. Want to hear some stats?
Yes. Oh, please.
All right. So it says, on average, 0.2 to 0.5% of people guess right on the first try. So it says on any given day, there's roughly 2 million people playing Wordle. And about 860 people should be getting the word on the first try, it says. That seems like a lot.
Wait, hold on. You said 2%?
It says 0.2% to 0.5%. So it says out of 2 million daily players, about 860 should be getting the reward right on the first try.
That is a lot. But what about getting a second word on the first try?
The second word, I don't have the stats up, but that seems definitely a lot higher.
It does.
I mean, I guess 860 out of 2 million is, it sounds like more than it should be, but it's only what, 0.2%. It's really not a lot.
If that's how many people are playing daily, then you're right. 0.2% is a sizable number, except, yeah, that's, it does sound like a lot of people, even though compared to the broad scope of the number of people who are playing.
Now, how many people have gotten it twice in their
life?
I
will not be deterred. I'm sure. I'm waiting. I'll take anyone out there who wants to call in or find us on social, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you're out there and you've hit Wordle twice, maybe you've hit it three times or four times on the first try.
That's crazy.
That would be crazy, right? Just check out the photographic evidence. And yes, it's my phone. I didn't steal it from someone else's phone. And I didn't do it. I actually didn't post the photo earlier because I didn't want to ruin anyone else's flow. If you were big into Wordle and you have a streak going and you didn't want to see it ahead of time, I swear I didn't look. There are websites out there, Jay, where you can actually get the answer or get clues. I did not look for answers. I don't cheat. I was the kid in school that other people tried to cheat off of. I do not cheat. Cheaters never win. So I swear I did not look for clues. I did not take hints. I did not look anywhere else. I just was hanging out. Well, hanging out. I was trying to relax. I don't even remember how I came up with craft. It's out there now. So, and also it was yesterday's word. Technically, depending upon where you are, it starts over at midnight Eastern time, I think. Or maybe it's midnight wherever you are. Huh. Well, I may have ruined it for someone in Alaska or Hawaii because it's 12:33 a.m. now on the Pacific Coast, the time zone. Yeah, here's the funniest part of the story. My husband and I normally do Wordle at the same time over breakfast. We enjoy it. And I wouldn't say it's competitive, but we like showing each other how we got to the actual word. He was so proud of himself. He comes upstairs. He got the word in two. I don't remember what his initial guess was, but he had craft in two. So then I flash him my phone. No!
Can you imagine? All proud. Oh, I did it in two. What a day. What a Wordle for me. Oh, nope. Sorry.
You smarty pants. You had to one-up me, didn't you? Well, I can't help it if I'm brilliant.
I'm a monument, not a moment.
That's right. Thank you, Dion. I'm a monument at Wordle, not a moment. It's happened twice now. Lightning strikes twice. It's got to be a record of some sort. Also, what do I win? What do you think, Jay? What should I win for this?
Wordle should send you some sort of...
That's true! I need Wordle gear!
Some Wordle swag, a t-shirt,
Wordle swag. We're big into swag. We like swag on After Hours.
I think it's appropriate.
I do too. Speaking of swag, have we ever had the bracket winners claim their swag?
Not yet, but I reached out.
Twice, right?
Yeah.
Pretty soon that swag is going to someone else.
You wanted one, right?
I might, considering the fact that the name of the network is now defunct.
Oh, true.
And also, it could soon be a collector's item, considering that, yeah, we don't know what happens at the end of this year. If the network decides to replace your favorite host and go in a different direction, well, that swag becomes a lot more valuable.
You have to buy some protective cases.
Could you imagine? But mostly, though, I have to say, sentimentally, because it's a photo of me. Well, it's a photo of my dog on the back of the swag that makes it more valuable now. Since Penny is on the swag, that's important.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, I need to steal one. Have you ever sent, forget sent. Have you ever communicated with your friend Franklin?
No.
Would you like to tell other people who Franklin is?
No.
There is a listener named Franklin who swears that he won Survivor Island. Now, producer Jay tells me he did not. Jay, what was the issue?
He didn't win.
Well, right, but how come he thinks he won?
I don't know. Maybe it was a defunct island that had been used in the past, maybe that was after hours, but it wasn't the ones that we were currently using to play with.
Okay, so Jay swears and would swear on his next can of soda that Franklin did not win Survivor Island, but Franklin is determined. I will give him credit for his perseverance every single day, even if I'm posting something to do with my wedding or the honeymoon or a story on the show, a topic that has nothing to do with anything related to After Hours swag. He continues to persist daily. He is asking, where are my winnings?
Almost
that's what he calls them. My winnings. I haven't blocked him. I don't have the heart to block him. If you're going to do it, it's going to be all you, Jay.
No, I did talk to him. So I said I'll send him one. I just got to send him one.
Wait, you did talk to him and tell him that you would send him something?
I did.
Jay!
So, yeah.
Now the credibility of our show is on the line.
Because he got so angry and wouldn't stop. And I was like, all right, I'm doing it. And then it just kind of was the more he does it, the more angrier I got.
But well, true. Him. However, you gave your word.
Yes, I did.
Okay, well then, now it's not just you, but it's me on the line, so can you please send him his swag?
Swag's on the way.
Well, let's not be fatuitous. It's not on the way yet, but it should be on the way. You promise?
Yes.
By the time I get back from the honeymoon, you will have sent Franklin swag?
It'll be sent. I hope it gets there. I'll use FedEx, not UPS. Not the postal service.
Oh my gosh. I caved, actually. My older niece's birthday present, I didn't feel like going all the way to UPS, so I sent it. I sent her birthday present via the postal service. I got burned again. This time, I actually used Priority. So unlike the wedding flowers, I used Priority. I'm not kidding you, Jay. It took a week. Missed her birthday. She was already on vacation with the family before the package arrived. It took a week with Priority to go from New Jersey to Northern Virginia.
It's like they're doing it to you on purpose at this point.
I could have mailed an envelope. I could have driven it there and only driven 50 miles a day and gotten it there quicker. I was so angry. So angry. So I got burned not once but twice. Thankfully, the package did arrive, but her baked goods, they were in there. Her roommate had to open up the package and put them in the freezer. She did not have her gift in time for her vacation, so I was upset about that. So now I know, never again, ever, ever, ever again.
I thought we established that already.
We did! And I didn't learn the first time, and I got burned again. And actually, stamps are about to go up to 73 cents a pop. I'm one of those old school OG holdouts that continues to write cards and letters to people just to make them smile when they get something in the mail that's not a bill or a piece of junk. So I do send people cards. I do, and I know Jay still writes out cards too, though he doesn't use the mail. He just hands them to me. But I do really appreciate having the opportunity to surprise people that way, right? They're still, it's archaic, I know. It's like a phone booth. People don't know what phone booths are. They wonder what snail mail is. But I like it. I like doing it. We wrote all of our thank you notes for the wedding by hand. Bob and I, we wrote all the cards out by hand and mailed them. Same thing with the wedding invitations, all that too. So I still send cards in the mail. But stamps are going up to 73 cents a pop. Not to mention, you can't buy a card these days for under $5. That's like your gift. A dollar for a stamp almost, and then and then $5 for the card.
Cards are getting expensive, and they're also getting less funny, I've noticed. I don't know.
That's true. They're not nearly as unique and creative, maybe. Although we had a family member who just celebrated a birthday, a male family member, and we found a card that was kind of funny. It said, "Why do old men wear black socks with their sandals?" And the inside of the card, I'll give you a guess. Do you know what it said?
No.
You're 1 year closer to finding out.
Oh, God.
So that one we liked. Anyway, I may be about to divorce myself from the U.S. Postal Service altogether. And I've been a disciple of the Postal Service for years. I don't know what to do.
Fool me twice. That's right.
Fool me twice. Shame on me. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Check it out. It might be a world record. I need someone at Wordle. Well, it's actually the New York Times. Oh, dang it. I should have used the New York Times handle in my tweet. I suppose I could pull it down and repost it, right? Maybe. Or just include them in a quote tweet. Yeah, I need to know what I won.
I would quote tweet them. They owe you something.
And if anybody else has ever done that before, twice. Lightning does strike twice. It's pretty cool. It's my claim to fame, Jay.
I think you need some swag.
Some Wordle swag.
That would be pretty cool.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence from the campus of Syracuse University, where...
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Paul is getting love on our social media now. Nice.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
A shot with an Avanzi in front. They score! They score! It was poked out in front, and the Panthers take a 3-1 lead with 8:54 to go. Here in this third period, Matthew Tkachuk looked like he reached in. He was out front with Barkov. They were both whacking away. It looks like it was Barkov who got the last contact with it. The Panthers stretch their lead to 3-1. Fans to their feet. The final seconds will tick away. It's going to be a 6-1 win for the Panthers here in Game 5. That's the game. That's the series. The Panthers win this edition of the Sunshine State Showdown and punch a ticket to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Panthers Radio Network, that had to feel good because the Lightning had gotten the best of the Panthers in each of the three previous Stanley Cup playoff clashes. And so finally, a little bit like little brother going through a growth spurt and getting taller than big brother, bigger than big brother, finally able to defeat big brother. And so what a relief that has to be for the Panthers, feeling like a load. But also you tune up for the next round with a very competitive opponent and a recent Stanley Cup champion. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So first round series in the books for the Panthers as they move on. And the big storyline in this particular series, and we kind of talked about it a little bit with LeBron and the Lakers now that they're done at the hands of the Nuggets, is what's the future of Steven Stamkos, a guy that you would think would be in the Hall of Fame. And if we don't get any more of him, it's always tough to think about, right? Like, did I pay enough attention? Did I properly revere him in his last opportunity? Did I even notice that it was the last game? Was it something notable? I always feel that way when it ends kind of abruptly and doesn't end in a championship, which let's face it, that's the way that the majority of careers end. But now we'll wait to find out. If you're not Peyton Manning, right, you don't go out on top. DeMarcus Ware, you don't go out on top. But this is one of the storylines coming out of the Stanley Cup playoffs now. So, Jay, I don't know how much time we have. Do we have time for any of the audio? Okay, so Tkachuk, finally getting past Big Brother.
Just such an amazing feeling. You know, coming here, not just coming here, but throughout the last however many years, they've been probably the team you know, not only in the East, but team in the league. They've had the most success at the playoffs, and, you know, taking it, taking two wins over Florida the past two times they've played in the playoffs. So to be a part of this team and just like, hear the crowd, and this is a big series for us. We always knew that, you know, for us ultimately to win it all, it's probably going to have to go through Tampa at some point. So just an amazing feeling closing out here and closing out at home.
Like a little extra juice for that one. And as for Stamkos, he, like LeBron, not thinking about the future right after the Lightning get eliminated. John Cooper, though, the coach of Tampa Bay, did say, quote, he feels like a bolt for life. Right now, it's a murky future. Don't exactly know what happens next. But did he just play his last game with the Lightning? Did he play his last game at all? His frustrations over the lack of contract talks last summer may indicate that there's a parting coming up. But he's been, he's been established in the NHL, but also with the Lightning, really the soul of the Lightning for quite a while. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.